Well, a long time ago, I used to go down to my sister's house. She had a farm down the state below Orlando, down in them, in that godforsaken country down there. And I went down there one day to see her on her farm, and she was, everybody was upset around there. You know, they was having some of them sniffing and crying. I said, "What in the devil's going on around here?" She said, "Well, I tell you, my old milk cow fell in that old abandoned well down there and says, and I can't get her out. Nobody here can get that cow out of that old abandoned well." So I went down there and looked in the well. Sure enough, the cow was in the well, all right. I told my sister, I said, "Well, I think I can get that cow out all right. Ain't no trouble." So I crawled down the well where the cow was and got me a ladder and crawled down there and soothed the old cow up a little bit and made her feel the best I could, and I started milking. And I milked and I milked and I milked and I kept on milking. I got pretty tired, but I kept right on milking. And I milked right on, kept on. You know, pretty soon I floated that old cow right out of that well. There was nothing to it. You can do anything you want to if you know how to do it, see. There was a place, down beyond me, towards the Everglades down there, about 40 miles southwest of Miami at the time, and on the Kissimmee Prairie, where there was a couple who tried to homestead a little piece of land out there and start them a ranch. You know, they had some two, three cows and a horse or two, and they got this land down there, and they started homesteading them a ranch, and everything went well till the lady got pregnant. And there was no hospitals, there was no doctors, there was nothing down there. She knew very well that she had to go somewhere. She had to go somewhere to have help. So when time for the baby to come, why, she said, "Well, I want to saddle up that old horse and go to our friends, which is about 40 miles away. And I'll stay there till the baby comes and I'll have help." So she went out and saddled up the old horse. By the way, the horse is pregnant. And she was pregnant. And they started out. Well, the Indians was awful bad down there then. You know, you had to watch out for them all the time. And about halfway from where she was going, the Indians got after them. Well, that was the darndest race you ever seen. That a horse was running as hard as he could, and she was hanging on, and there was a band of Indians coming down across the plains after him. Well, during the excitement, the horse had to give birth to that colt. Now, there was nothing to it. Now, right now, there was no waiting. So the horse laid down to give birth to the colt, and of course, the lady, she laid down and gave birth to the baby. Indians was closing in on them all the time. So the horse jumped up and the lady jumped on his back and they lit out. And the colt jumped up and the baby jumped on his back and they went out. And you know, we beat them. But my sister's farm, I'll go back to that. Farmland was so rich, you could grow anything but watermelons. Well, she couldn't grow watermelons on there because the ground grew, they were so rich and the vines grew so fast that it wore the watermelons out, dragging them across the ground. So she couldn't do much with that. She staked one down one time and saved it. And we got all our neighbors around there to come down there and help us get it on the wagon. We wanted to get up to the house. I took a mule wagon down there and got all the neighbors to come down there. We wrestled that watermelon, got it up on the wagon. Started off and it fell off and drowned the mule. I had a farm down there too. We raised popcorn. The sun was so hot during the summertime that they had to carry popcorn to town at night. You know, the sun was so hot, afraid it blew up. So I started out with a load of popcorn one morning, and I got a late start. I'd been to a party that night before and got a little tight and overslept myself. About halfway to town, the sun got so hot, and I had two big Kentucky mules pulling a double horse wagon, and it loaded with popcorn. I was sitting up there, sort of, with a hangover from the night before, and the sun got hotter and hotter and hotter, and it kept getting hotter, and you know, it got so hot that there whole wagon load of popcorn blowed up right there in the middle of the road. You never saw such a mess. Lost all my popcorn. And to top it all off, them two mules turned around, saw it, and thought it was snow, and they both froze to death right there. One day, and on our farm, my daddy's farm, a boy came over there and said, "Mr. Seaman, can my daddy borrow your crosscut saw?" He said, "I guess so, son. What do you want it for?" He said, "Well, we want to cut a pumpkin." Dad said, "Well, it'll be sometime this afternoon before you can get it, because we ain't but halfway through a sweet potato." But planting corn on my sister's farm was well, you had to be fast. That ground was so rich, if you dropped a kernel of corn down there, it'd sprout right up. So you had to plant corn on the run. Every time you dropped a kernel of corn down there and kicked the sand over, it'd sprout and run up your britches leg before you get away from there. So we had to keep plant that on the run. And when the corn grew up, it grew so tall that the moon had to detour by the way of Georgia to get over every night.